I have told this little story before, but someone reminded me about it a little while ago, so I thought you might get a chuckle if you haven't heard it before. A coach pulls little Bobby aside on the bench during a game and asks, "Bob, do you know it's not nice to tell the ref he sucks and is a disgrace to the uniform?" "Yes, I do, coach. Do you think it's poor sportsmanship and rude to yell at team members and call them useless and rotten?" "Of course I do, coach," answers Bobby. The coach then asks Bobby, "Do you think it's improper and pretty much ignorant to call your coach an idiot and tell him to quit right now?"
"Very improper," replies Bobby.
"Okay," says the coach. "Do you think you could tell that to your mother?" Bobby looks up sheepishly and says, "I'll do my best, Dad." So last week I went over some of the names of teams and players and newspaper articles from a few years back. And I heard back from a lot of readers who thought it was so cool. And while discussing some of those older days of hockey, the following subject came up. Moose Costello. Now, I've written about this before but thought some of the younger readers should know and older readers might get a kick out of. Before the Mac was renovated, there was only one penalty box. I think there was a piece of pipe like a handrail in the middle and then a chair where Moose sat as the penalty box attendant. Fighting was still in the game and you got 5 minutes and were not kicked out of the game like today. So two guys, or more, fight and end up in the penalty box together. And you know what? There was scarcely an incident that occurred in that penalty box because of Moose. Most guys had way too much respect for Moose to act stupid in the box. Or they were like me and were too scared to anger Moose. Of course, a lot of guys continued their previous scrap the second they got out of the box. Everyone who played midget, juvenile in my day and before knew and liked Moose. If you ask me, there should be a plaque in the penalty box area dedicated to Moose. Oh, and one other thing. A lot of yappy guys were very quiet in that old penalty box, just in case Moose was distracted or busy. Some good hockey to be played in the next little while in our area. The Rock get set to start their series with Powassan. Related, here's the schedule for the Rock's division final series. From April 5th to 7th, Timmins is hosting the U13 All-NOHAs, which features the North Stars, Copper Cliff, Nickel City, North Bay, and Sioux. That same weekend, Porcupine is hosting the U18 ANOHAs, which will feature the Gold Kings, Hearst, Iroquois Falls, New Luskeard, Powassan, Sioux, Schumacher Cubs, Timmins Flyers, and Wawa. You can find complete game schedules on the NOAA website or the two local host websites. The Junior Gold Kings will be in Temiscaming Shores to contest the U13A NOAA Championship. Then on April 19th to 21, Timmins will host the Ontario Hockey Federation U13A Championships. The Ontario Hockey League will conduct its 2024 priority selection draft on April 12th and 13th, and then they have their 20,124 U18 priority draft on April 17th. The U18 draft was initiated a few years ago for late bloomers or players who were somehow overlooked in their draft year. Stay tuned for a complete story on both drafts in a future column. Two things making me smile today. Crosby ties the great one with 19 consecutive seasons of a point per game, and Iowa drops LSU in women's NCAA tournament. Don't you absolutely love the commercial where Marty Brodeur shows up at the men's league game late as a team's called up goaltender? When the guy in the corner stands up and screams in joy when he sees who the goalie is makes me laugh out loud. Later, skater. Have a tip or comment for Mully? Send us an email.